Pre-recorded. Shalom. Praise Yahweh. Yes, the matter of scriptural truth is our topic today on YahwehYahweh.name, going to Psalm 91 from the Tree of Life version. He who dwells in the shelter of Elyon will abide in the shadow of Shaddai. He who dwells in the shadow of Elyon will abide in the shadow of Shaddai. I will say of Yahweh, he is my refuge and my fortress, my Elohim in whom I trust. For he will rescue you from the hunter's trap and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you'll find refuge, symbolically speaking. His faithfulness is body armor and shield. You will not fear the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the plague that stalks in darkness, nor the scourge that lays waste at noon. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look on with your eyes and see the wicked paid back. Verse 9. For you have made Elyon, your dwelling, even Yahweh, who is my refuge. So no evil will befall you, nor any plague come near your tent. For he will give his messengers charge over you to guard you in all your ways. Upon their hands they will lift you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra, trampling the young lion and serpent. Because he has devoted his love to me, I will deliver him. I will set him securely on high because he knows my name. Yahweh speaks of his son. Because he has devoted his love to me, I will deliver him. He also can apply this to David. So when he calls on me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, rescue him, and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. That was Psalm 91, Tree of Life version. I did have to change the Adonais back to their correct rendition from the Hebrew text, and also the GODs and anything like that. Then in the book of Hebrews, and we'll be referring back to Psalm 148, Hebrews chapter 1, in the newer scriptures, 1 verse 6, and again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, when he brought the first begotten into the world, the Messiah, he said, and let all the messengers of Yahweh worship him. And then we find that also in Tehillim, Mizmor 148. Praise ye Yahweh. Praise Yahweh from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his messengers. Praise you him, all his hosts. So that's the same as we are reading in Hebrews. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. Praise him, you heavens of heavens, and you waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of Yahweh, for he commanded, they were created. He has also established them forever and ever. He has made a decree which shall not pass. Praise Yahweh from the earth, dragons and all deeps, fire, hail, snow, vapor, stormy, and all fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars. Reading here from the King James in verse 10. Beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maiden, old men and children, let them praise the name of Yahweh. For his name alone is excellent. His splendor is above the earth and heaven. He is also exalted. He also exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his emissaries, or saints, even of the children of Israel, the people near unto him. Praise ye Yahovah. That was Psalm 148 on this special program today, as we just have so much. The challenge of scriptural truth to think about. And also in 1 Peter chapter 1, we need to go to that one, and chapter 1, verse 22. Speaking of our heavenly Messiah, the creator of all heaven and earth, according to Scripture, he is our commander-in-chief. Okay, that's 1 Kefa 1, 22. And the verse before that says, because Messiah also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. We're to walk as he did. Verse 22. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously. Meaning that the Messiah submitted to the Father, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. It says that here in the King James, tree. That we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. That's a promise. For you were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the Shepherd and Bishop of your souls. There you be with 1 Peter 1. And then Isaiah, Yeshayahu comes to mind, chapter 64. And here's the challenge of scriptural truth. That some say that truth of Yahweh's word is more important than anything. And to that, we would all have to say, Hallel, Yahweh, we agree. And in verse 7 of the 64th chapter of Isaiah, and there is none that calleth upon thy name, that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. In the previous chapter, previously, the prophet Isaiah stated in 63:16, doubtless thou art our father, though Abraham be ignorant of us, and Israel acknowledge us not. Thou, O Yahweh, art our Father, our Redeemer. Thy name is everlasting. So we are claiming this as our banner, our scripture. His name is our banner. And yes, he is the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was Yahweh, and the Word was with Yahweh, it says in the book of John. And some, not all, but some of the response to some about scriptural truth is, it doesn't matter. And I've heard that just recently in the year 2017 from people who are Seventh-day keepers. When you say something that disagrees, it doesn't matter. And perhaps then we should ask, then what does matter? A believer might open a discussion to encourage someone with Messiah's name is of utmost importance. Just like we'd been reading here from the book of Psalms and from Psalm 91 and Psalm 148. Yes, Messiah's name is of utmost importance, and we now know also what his name is not after our research, as we've been looking at some of the Grecian derivatives there. Iesus, for example, is not Yahweh's name. But here is the response of the AWOL believer, or AWOL Christian. It doesn't matter. Acts 3 through 5 and Acts 4:12 say, there is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. So Yahweh the Father says, it does matter. Yes. Whether we quote the scriptures about the Torah, that is the law, we quote scriptures about the feast days, about clean and unclean, pagan holidays, and about the issue of his name. Yes, it does matter. Yahweh, the Father, Yahushua, Messiah, or it is written in the book, Joshua, or Yeshua, Messiah. And the pat answer we get from some is it doesn't matter. So be ready for that. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying just be ready that in eventuality people are going to oppose the doctrine of Yahweh's name and say, well, we'll diminish that. But it does matter. Even if they want to disagree with that, it doesn't matter to us. It doesn't matter to Yahweh. If they want to disagree, that's their privilege, that's their right, but they're going to receive the recompense of reward. Yes, and it won't be good. But what if Yahweh were to tell them, whatever, it doesn't matter. Well, we don't want Yahweh to tell us that. Then we shall look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. 3:16 is easy to remember, huh? All scripture is given by inspiration of Yahweh and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness. Four things. Why? Verse 17. Why? Well, that the man of Yahweh may be, or the person, may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto good works. So, contrary to the many different Protestant New Age assemblies and different ones, they say that works do not save you. We're not supposed to do any of that. There's so many places where we're furnished unto good works. Also, Ephesians 2, 8 through 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Messiah unto good works. So, I don't see how they come up with that, that we're not supposed to do good works for Yahweh. That is, to do his commandments, statutes, and judgments, because he said that we'll be blessed. The blessing of the law. There's also the curse of the law, but there's the blessing of the law. Deuteronomy 30 is one place where you can find that. And Deuteronomy 32. Well, the blind man said, one thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. In John 9, verse 20, and if you kept reading that, there was once a young, gifted Navy serviceman who had a vice of staying out too late. He had been a respected man with honors in training, but this one night especially, as he was out drinking, partying, and purloining, and staying out too late. When he came back, he was AWOL, and he could only sneak over the barbed wire fence to try to get past the guards, and then hopefully nobody would be the wiser. However, they did catch him, and this man lost his place, his rating, and his stature there in that community. A man with a great career went down the drain after becoming a derelict. And so we don't want to be a spiritual fence hopper. This parable in John 10 and John 9:36 is where we could begin, though. And Messiah said unto him, dost thou believe on the Son of Elohim? Verse 36. He answered and said, who is he, sir, or master, that I might believe on him? And Messiah said unto him, thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said, Master, I believe. And he worshipped him. Messiah said, in the next verse, Yahusha said, for judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind. And then jump to Yochanan chapter 10, verse 1. Messiah speaks again. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door, that is, by the way of the Messiah only, he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Yes, even Yahweh himself is our shepherd, of course. To him be the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he puts forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers." Yes, that's just it, automatically. You just know there's something wrong. Maybe you don't know quite what it is. Maybe you do. You can discern between good and evil because you know the scriptures. You know more than the ancients. You know more than your own teachers, possibly. And not to be a heady and high-minded thing to brag about, but praise Yahweh that he has called you, separated you from the world, from the religions of the world, from the Elohim worship out there. John chapter 7, verse 7, in the 10th chapter, Messiah again said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and he shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes not, but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Let us learn from the parable of thieves. If we do it Yahweh's way without subtracting from the scriptures or without adding to the precious scriptures, then we're going to receive a blessing. Then we will be in Yahweh's sheepfold. And he will take us in, and we'll just follow automatically. We'll love the way he does things. Any deviation, though, from the word and from the Torah makes us a thief and a robber like Satan, the adversary. And I don't want to let Yahweh the Father catch me going AWOL, absent without leave. So that expression then, I want to dwell on a little bit more, if you don't mind, about it doesn't matter. And this refers to the prophets. So when a brother or sister does not listen to reason, one might use this tool against them about their false doctrine. Perhaps they have a prophetess who says that Yahweh sent his son in a certain year, 150 years ago, that he moved from one compartment to another. Then we go to the book of Hebrews, chapters 8, 9, and 10, proving that Messiah ascended to the Father once, and he sits in the same position next to the Father. So Messiah ascended to the Father and sits in the same position as he is right now on the right hand of the Father. But this did not happen 150 years ago. And we don't want to cover up some false prophecy or false doctrine. We don't want to cover that up with a different lie. Why perpetuate a mistake, actually 170 years ago, by men and women? Simply recognize our mistake, confess it, and begin making corrections to others. So we've just got a little ways to go now on this, the challenge of scriptural truth. And we're to talk about unity and peace. Yes, in spirit and in truth. How beautiful it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Yes, it is beautiful that we can even sit down, not standing there with a pouting look, our hands on our hips, but we can sit down and discuss after prayer Shavuot and the timing of Shavuot, Pentecost. We can talk about the calendar and explain it as best as we can and respectively agree and or disagree. And we must let the Ruach HaKadosh control us and not get carried away with anger, that unrighteous anger. But let's follow on through with a logical train of thought. And if somebody starts getting testy about it, then we can shun that. We can quietly perhaps shun the spirit and turn away from them in a polite way if it's appropriate. Yes, we're not giving a good impression for Yahweh if we're contending, being contentious doesn't mean we can't discuss the truth, we can't discuss a doctrine, but we don't want to be overly contentious, demoting, disparaging, deriding, insulting, uncharitable. We don't want to be a sourpuss or some kind of a jerk, but we want to be like a flower with all of its petals. As we awake, we open our arms and our spiritual arms just like flower petals, reaching out with radiant countenance to our loved ones by the Spirit of Yahweh. Yahweh has sent his own Son to love us and give us eternal life. And we could move on with a few simple exercises in prayer and then do some physical exercises. Just like I do, if you can, lie on the floor. That's right. Lie on the floor and 10 or 20 times or so, shake those legs like a scissors, back and forth, left and right, and so forth. Do a couple of those wake-ups and push-ups like this. First the left eyelid, now the right eyelid, and your left toe, don't forget. Wiggle that left toe and wake up there. Do some sort of discipline every morning, if possible. And get yourself, your countenance really shining for others, especially for the King of Kings. And then in our diets, well, of course, we want to do a little bit of hiking there and strolling if we can, too, if there's time, in a nice park. But in our diet, refrain from the food that has all that sugar in it. When you get over 7 or 8 grams or so, it's not meant for us. That's poisonous to human beings. Refrain from excessive sugars in food and drink. Yeah, no more of those soft drinks. Let the nice, beautiful music, by the way, refresh your spirit. And we don't want to hear the angry music, the aggressive, noisy, pushy, raucous music. We don't want to put our spiritual receivers at risk to be in bondage and then want to be like the world and fight. No, let's not do that. Let's put our spirits in a shalom mode, in shalom mode there, and say, Yahweh, just control me today. I feel just like I'm being pressured too much. I don't think I need to go this next step. No, it wouldn't be logical. And Yahweh, I know you don't want me to do that. That's just putting too much on me. It is too much. Yahweh, would you allow me to turn that person down? I'm already teaching Sabbath school and having a singing class and doing radio programs. And I don't need another project, please. You know. And then pray about it, okay? With prayer, we'll move on. And have kindness, happiness, and joy. There was a radio station in Los Angeles, KHJ, that later became the boss station with a real Don Steele. But before that, it was a spiritual station, kindness, happiness, and joy. KHJ. So putting on the full armor of Yahweh. See Ephesians chapter 6. Put on the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the shoes of the gospel of peace, and so on. And that's found in Ephesians 6. Give thanks for all that Yahweh has done. Give thanks for everyone. And bind those evil spirits. We don't want to get into a silly fighting contest getting into higher criticism of the word. We don't want to act like some person who's in the in the lower grades, who has a habit of contending, overly contending and fighting. And the leader needs to be gentle and act responsibly and mature. But if the leader has pride, then the book of Proverbs says that is an abomination. If we have pride, If I have pride, that's an abomination. I probably do have some pride. We all do. So we need to ask Yahweh, especially at Passover, to strip that away. Let us put away our fetish. Fetish, but also to put away the bias and the prejudice and anything that is not in Yahweh, not in the Word, okay? And dwell in truth, not in men's traditions, not in Jewish traditions necessarily, but in the truth of Yahweh. And come down off the high horse. May Yahweh strip away pride from our life. It won't do any good to put the pressure on people if they're not ready for it. Don't bemoan and demean. Let our demeanor be of kindness. Like Glenn Campbell, the late Glenn Campbell, said, try a little kindness, it goes a long way. And in the meantime, we will worship Yahweh, the Aleph and the Tav, the beginning and the end, and we will prepare to be with Him for eternity as we love one another and take on the challenge of scriptural truth to defend and to exalt, to even stand up and exhort others when it seems uncomfortable. Talk about the Sabbath day freely if you like. Go to the book of Hebrews 4, for example, that was written in 64 A.D., 30 plus years after Messiah rose from the grave, died on the tree at Calvary and rose from the grave. About 33 years after he died, but still, the Sabbath is spoken of there in a positive manner. Okay, all right. Well, the words are not coming to me at this time here, but the Scripture says that therefore remains a rest to the people of Yahweh. So shalom to you. Rest in Messiah in His care, as we love Him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And don't forget to praise Yahweh and have some good uplifting music, something that's going to really put a little lilt in your spirit for the day. Okay, thank you. The challenge of scriptural truth here on Yahweh Yahweh, and also the one subject there about our demeanor and putting down pride, lifting up one another, lifting up our Heavenly Father. And if you have a comment, perhaps you had a problem with one of the MP3 files or something there, give us a call and we'll see if we can help you and do anything about that. The email address is StephanYah@YahwehYahweh.name. Stephan Yah was spelled with a Zadi, TSEPHANYAH, at Yahweh, that's YAHVAH, Yahweh, YAHWEH.NAME, or name, Yahweh, Yahweh.name. Shalom to you, and Maranatha, until Messiah comes again, be prepared for that day. Store up spiritual treasures and trust only in Yahweh.